The FBI and other law enforcement agencies are investigating an unusual and sophisticated cyber attack that took place yesterday. It was apparently aimed at taking down the entire internet. As NPR's David Kestenbaum reports, it's unclear who was behind the attack or what they were after.
The internet is a web of computers, so if a few go down, it doesn't usually matter. But it turns out there are 13 critical computer servers around the world that keep the internet functioning smoothly. Each holds a copy of a kind of master database for converting website names, like NPR.org, to an actual numerical address called an IP address. Yesterday, some of those 13 computers came under attack.
What we were seeing is that three of them were mostly browned out and close to failure.
This is Ben Pietro, Senior Vice President for Services at a company called Neustar that helps direct some 20% of traffic on the internet. The servers were getting bombarded by bogus requests from computers around the internet. Usually, these types of attacks target a company or a government's web page, trying to overwhelm them and shut them down. They're called denial-of-service attacks, and they're common. But the 13 root servers on the internet have pretty sophisticated defenses.
This attack being at the root, very, very dangerous. When you take the roots down, you take the internet down. You start to affect global commerce. You start to affect the global economy.
The attack didn't hit enough of the 13 root servers for long enough to slow the internet down, but he says the attack was impressive. As is usually the case, the attackers exploited security holes to slip their software onto computers all over the world. Then, when the time came for the attack, those computers snapped into action. In this case, they flooded the root servers with requests. Pietro says his group and others worked to filter the bad traffic out, but it was hard.
This one, as soon as you'd find its origin, it would change. It would morph into a different origin. As soon as you felt like you were getting close to filtering it, it would change its IP schema, and you could not follow it.
Pietro says he has no idea who is behind the attack. A similar one occurred in 2002.
This is a very expensive, very organized, highly detailed organization behind an attack like this.
Do you think it might be a foreign government? Maybe a terrorist group?
You know, I really don't know. I don't know. It it's one of those things that is boggling. Who would go after such a large piece of infrastructure? We honestly have, other than in 2002, have never seen something quite like this.
Who was behind the 2002 attack, do we know?
It was never found out. It was never found out.
The FBI today said it was investigating the new attacks. Johannes Ulrich says he thinks it's unlikely this was the act of terrorists or a foreign government. He's chief technology officer with the Internet Storm Center, a nonprofit group of security professionals.
And really, foreign governments typically try to be more stealthy, more targeted than that. They don't really want to draw the attention of everybody to their efforts.
He says often denial-of-service attacks are used to extort money. Ulrich says hackers have sometimes targeted offshore gambling websites, threatening to shut them down with an attack if they don't pay up.
And it could be essentially somebody showing off to their victim, hey, we got that much power at our disposal, you better pay us up because you'll never be able to defend against it.
As internet attacks go, he's not sure how this new one ranks. Last week, hackers broke into the website for Dolphin Stadium, where the Super Bowl was held. Visitors to the website, who didn't have the latest antivirus software installed, picked up a malicious program aimed at capturing actual passwords. It did seem particularly interested in passwords for an online game, World of Warcraft. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.